Maganeff is going to swing it in towards the back post. And in fact, it's targeting has been saved. The man coming in there at the back post. It appears to be Ronan Curtis. Supple standing at the front post, just waiting for the shot to arrive. Got down on his knees and pushed it away. And now it's made its way back into the Derry City half. It's now with Ronan Curtis.
Aaron Maganeff puts a hand up, swings it into the 18-yard box. And there's a flashy header. And I think it's Dean Jarvis, of all people, who's met it with the header. So it's Derry City 1, Bohemians 0. And that is Dean Jarvis.
Back in the centre to Curtis, inside the 18-yard box, has to turn away. Plays it back to Maganeff, who shoots from outside the box. But it was always rising, never dipping down. And it's going to be a goal kick to Bohemians. We're 2 minutes into this half, and it's still 1-0 Derry City.
Yeah, great start from both teams. Derry pushing on there again.
Tagged down the right-hand side as McDermott fakes the cross. Manzini dances his way past two defenders. Goes for a shot, it picks it up flexion. And it hit the scoreboard, or the board behind the goal. I thought it hit the back of the net, but it's deflected out for a corner kick.
Brilliant. It all started in the centre of midfield with Harry Monaghan being aggressive, but not only that, when he did pass
Dermot
it
now playing the high ball back in the midfield towards Nathan Boylan. Look at Nathan Boylan give chase in. That's great pressure. He's now inside the 18 yard box, goes for goal. Doesn't hit the target. A great opportunity as he was able to steal the ball as it dropped down behind Byrne. It was running alongside Cornwall, managed to get into the 18 yard box, hit it on the right foot, but the shot just dragged across the face of goal and out. He's now inside the 18 yard box with two Bose players chasing. He can cut it across the 18-yard box and he's played it straight towards Barry McNamee. He had a vital opportunity to slide the ball into that far corner, but he's just gotten his foot under the ball, which has scooped the ball over the crossbar, and the goal is gaping there, Gareth, and you're killing yourself laughing slightly.
I'm laughing and I feel for Barry, because I tell you what, it's not as easy as that.
As the sun goes down here at McGinn Park in Buncrana, we're waiting now for the referee to blow the whistle for this penalty kick to be taken on his right foot. Here comes McNamee. Now shoots and scores. It comes off the inside of the post as Supple dives low down towards his right hand side. It's now Derry City 2, Bohemians 0.
Great penalty. Two keepers wouldn't have saved that. He literally put it in. Wait, the ref.
I think he's asking to come back and take it again. In fairness
to both players, they were complaining to the referee about the ball being on the spot. So what do you do here, Dee? Do you put it in the same side?
Nah, you've got to go down the centre, I reckon. I think that's what he'll do. But here he goes on the right foot once again. Goes down the centre and he scores. I called that one, Gareth.
Very good, yeah. Very composed. In fairness, the keeper went early, but brilliant by Aaron. He kept us cool. After celebrating, his adrenaline was obviously pumping. But he kept us...
Kenny, good performance tonight, 3 points, but you must have knew it was coming sooner or later with the good performances of your team over the last few weeks.
I feel it's been coming. I'm disappointed that we didn't get our wins last week and the week before, but having said that, we'll take the 3 points tonight, and you know what, it puts us into the top five, which is good, and hopefully we can consolidate our position there.
How did you view Aaron McAnuff's retake of the penalty? What was your take on the referee making him take it over again?
Do you know something? I don't even think it was a penalty in the first place, and I think maybe the ref had that in his thoughts, because I wasn't sure if it was inside. But he gave it, and Aaron converted it, and something to do with encroachment. I don't know what it was, but nobody bothers with encroachment anymore. I don't think they do. That's the first time I've seen it in I don't know how many years. But I think the ref had a little bit of a guilty conscience where he thought maybe it wasn't inside.
We have a lot of young players on that pitch tonight, and they seem to just want to attack. Is that good for you, or is it the way you want them to play? Or?
I want them to play with freedom of expression, and we talk about it all the time. We always try to make the game. There's teams in all leagues, there's teams that defend to win. And in my time here, that's only happened to us twice. And it's a lot of games where we've tried to make the game. And that can only be good for the product. And we just need good pitches all the time now, and keeping pressure on the FAI to make sure pitches are watered, so that, the talk going around the league is that when you play Derry City, don't water the pitch, because it gives them more opportunities to pass and play with that attacking style that we have. And I think, to me, winning football matches is not the most important thing. I've always said this, and people have contradicted me and say, why? Because we need to win. And it's all about how you play and how you entertain, because it's for the supporters. You can win matches ugly, but we don't play that way. So I want to be the supporters to be mindful that we're sometimes, like the last 3-4 games where you dominate and don't win, it's because of the way your team's playing could be detrimental, and we have to be careful that we don't fall into the trap of playing direct football and then getting results that way. That's not what we're about, and the Derry people know that.
It's a good start to what's going to be a busy 6 days. You're off now to Galway on Monday. Good to be going down the road with a one under your belt and hoping for much of the same in Galway on Monday night.
Yeah, it's funny you should say 6 days, because that's our third game in 6 days, just finished, and we're going to try and get ready for our fourth game in 8 days. Something like that, Packy, I'm not sure, but it's, we've 7 games now in a month, and that's one of them over, so we've 6 more this month if you include the beginning of June.